Hey guys, as you may have noticed, the weekly check-in for I'm sorry, it's been a lot longer than it should have been since the last weekly check-in. I'm sorry about that. Things just came up. I think one Saturday I just had so much on my plate, I had no time. And the next Saturday, I was actually on vacation, like on a small vacation, like a small weekend vacation. So, a couple weeks have gone by, and I have not been able to record this. And actually, I mean, yeah, the Saturday that I said when I was on vacation was not met that many days ago. I'm just deciding to record it now because I don't want to wait another week. So, I'll do one today, and then one next Saturday, so it'll be a little bit of a shorter gap. But same as always, I haven't exactly been playing much Brawl Stars at all. And by much Brawl Stars, I mean I haven't even opened the app since the Squeak opening, which was like, I don't even know how many weeks ago that was. So, still no interest in the game. I mean, I can't be doing this forever. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I haven't been playing the game. A lot of stuff actually happened to me, real life stuff. So I got my second vaccine like a week ago, and what, I don't know why I have a runny nose. I don't know. I can tell you I'm not sick, but slight runny nose. So, as most people know, I would assume everyone listening to this knows, people will often have pretty bad reactions to the second vaccine that they get. And I actually didn't have to experience that. I did have a sore arm the next day and like 2 days, I don't know, for 2 days after. And if I kept my arm like at my side, it didn't really hurt that much. If I like moved it around, it definitely was pretty sore, but it never really hurt. And then I guess I had like a really slight sore throat, but aside from that, I had nothing. And then the next day, my friend's like, "Oh, I got my shot yesterday. I have a fever of 102." And I'm like, "Well, I got lucky he didn't." So yeah, the shot went really well. My trip, we actually went to Hood River, which is on the north side of Oregon, right south of Washington. That's because my stepmom's friend and her child came over to my dad's house to stay, and because there isn't much room in the house for everyone, my dad just took him, I, and my sister to Hood River for a little bit of like a 4 or 5 day vacation. We just stayed at a motel. I didn't really do much. There wasn't a lot in Hood River to just go and do. We did go hiking the day prior to leaving, and the day we arrived, we swam in the Columbia for a little bit, which is the river separating Oregon and Washington. We also, I mean, most of the days just consisted of eating at fun restaurants slash going to the Safeway and getting like one of their meals at the deli. I don't know. My dad would go on a bike ride and we'd just hang out at the motel. He'd nap, we'd hang out at the motel. There wasn't a ton to do. We didn't do this to vacation. We did this because the home wasn't really available, so yeah, if we were picking a vacation, Hood River would not have been the ideal location, obviously. But just a little quick vacation that we took. We were planning to do, I assume that nobody's heard of any of these locations, but we were planning to hike on Beacon Rock, which I've heard is a pretty easy short hike, but that was closed due to either like falling rocks or birds nesting, one of the two. And we had to go to a mountain called Dog Mountain, which is, according to my dad, the steepest hike he's ever done, and probably his least favorite. And he hikes a good amount, so that was really steep. My sister did not like it too much, and I mean, I kind of enjoyed it. It was fun. Like, it wasn't like I didn't get to the bottom and I was like, "Well, that sucked." I enjoyed it, but that was a. It was just steep the whole way. Like, there'd be little sections of flat, which was really nice, but it was just steep all the way up. And we went up for like an hour and then we came back down. So we did that. And then as some of you may know, the Columbia is pretty cold just because it's all like runoff from mountains and water. It's just ice melt, so it was really cold, but I swam for a little bit. My sister definitely is into swimming in cold water a lot more than I am, so she swam for quite a bit longer. Our dad didn't really bring swimming equipment, so he just sat on the side and watched, which was fine. It was unfortunate. That was the day we arrived was like the only kind of warm day, so we couldn't really swim any of the other days, but it's fine. I'm not like a huge fan of swimming, and I think my sister got enough where she was satisfied. We ate at this place called Egg River for brunch one of the days, and it's like a little breakfast cafe sort of thing. And both my sister and I got a double stack of chocolate chip pancakes, and these pancakes were massive. They were like super large, super thick, and there were two of them, two for each of us, and I could just barely finish my plate, and my sister was able to finish her first. Dad got, like, I think he got, like, hash brown eggs and some other just normal breakfast stuff. But if you go to a breakfast spot, you gotta get the pancakes. Like, the pancakes are the best part of the menu in most cases, at least for me. I love pancakes. Pancakes are the best, especially when they have chocolate chips on them and you drown them in maple syrup. It's so good. We also, went to like a nice restaurant for lunch one of the days, and I had a burger. It was very good. No, we had pizza there. Yeah, that pizza was really good. We got one pizza with spicy stuff. One pizza was just like flavor explosion. I preferred flavor explosion. It was just like, mushrooms, sausage, just a ton of good stuff. The trip didn't really have a lot of exciting stuff, because as I said, we didn't go on the trip to go on a trip. I guess I went to my friend's house about a week or so ago. That was fun. We played Smash Bros. The thing about Smash Bros. Is that playing online sucks because of like the delay and all that. So being able to play some in-person Smash Bros. Was really, really nice. We also had a whole bag of Cher M&Ms, and I had a Coke. His mom likes to get snacks when people come over, which I mean, it's pretty, it's nice, it's nice, and it's fun and good. And, I guess there's one thing about the trip that I should add that I could say. The trip went all the way through pretty much yesterday, which was Tuesday. So I have work from Monday and Tuesday to do, along with just a tiny bit from last Friday. And I want to try to get all that done by Friday. So I have 3 days to do around 6 days of work. So that's like double work for the rest of the week. So I'm not looking forward to that, but I enjoyed the vacation. So it was worth it. It's kind of funny. I woke up the first morning of the trip, and my sister's like, our dad's on a bike ride. He said that we could just walk over to McDonald's across the street and get something. And if you aren't aware, I probably have never said this before, but McDonald's is, we never get it. I think I've had McDonald's maybe two or three times in my life, and this was one of those times. So we walked over to McDonald's. I got like their pancakes and this frozen Coke thing they have. It's basically just a Coke flavored Slurpee at 7-Eleven. My sister got like an egg McMuffin or something like that, and a cinnamon roll. So that was fun. The rest of the days we just went to Safeway and got like a donut, a yogurt, and had a banana. Let's see, is there really anything else that I wanna talk about? I don't think so. This was a not short check-in, so sorry it took a while to get out. I just haven't been able to record until today. I probably honestly shouldn't be recording right now. I'm in the middle of my schoolwork, and I was like, wait, I should just do that right now, because I'm remembering to do it right now. So I did. Here it is. It's done. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next Saturday for the next check-in, hopefully. Goodbye.